Divine Shepherd Lutheran Church and School in Black Hawk, South Dakota, is happy to share God's Word preached for you by Pastor Randy Sturzenbecker. We pray that you will rejoice in Christ crucified and resurrected for you. The waters of baptism, the Lord's Supper, and the forgiveness of sins, all for you, from Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, amen. We pray. Father of grace and mercy, we thank you again for giving your word into our ears. Prepare our hearts for that great and glorious day when we see you stand upon your earth again. Strengthen us now in the preaching of your word. In Jesus' name, amen. I don't think I'm alone in this boat, but we'll see. Have you ever said something like, you've done something, you've looked back on it, and you've said, well, that was stupid. A number of years ago, we had one of our epic hailstorms here in the Black Hills, softball size hail, and my son called me. The windshield was out of his car. The roof was pounded down so that he couldn't get out. He called me to come get him, so I did. And as I was leaving and driving along, I looked down the road, and there was water washing over the road. Now, you and I have been warned about this countless times. You don't know how deep the water is. You don't know if the road exists under the water. You don't know the force of the water, and it could easily wash your vehicle off the road. I knew the warnings too. I looked ahead, I saw the water on the road, and I thought to myself, it doesn't look that deep. I've done this before. I don't have time to find another way around to rescue my son. It'll be okay. And I drove into the water. And as I was driving through the water, I felt the back end of the pickup start to swing sideways to the ditch. Now, God was watching over fools and children, which I fit into both categories, and I made it through the water to the other side. And as I was on the other side driving, I thought to myself, wow, that was stupid. Thanks be to God, he was gracious to me. You and I both know that there are things that can get us into trouble. You and I both know that we've been in many situations where we've said, well, that was stupid. Today, as the church winds up, wraps up the church year, the church has one glorious opportunity again to preach to you Jesus and the hope that we have. And the forgiveness that we have, that our Lord again preaches into our ears forgiveness of sins and hope that when our Lord comes and stands upon this earth, that he sees you as the wise bridegroom, bridesmaid of the bridegroom. He sees you with wise faith that trusts in him completely. The church has one glorious opportunity again today with the word being preached, so that no one on that last day, in matters of their faith life, will see Jesus and say, well, that was stupid. One glorious opportunity. And as our Lord today continues to preach to us, he tells a parable. He tells it to us right here today. He tells us the story of these 10 bridesmaids. They have a great and glorious job to stand on the side and to hold their lamps up and to light the way for the bridegroom that is coming, and he will open the doors and invite everything in to the greatest, grandest event that you have ever seen, the wedding feast. And everything there is provided for you. And the virgins go out and they're standing there. And he's slow in coming. At least they think he's slow. And all 10 fall asleep. Suddenly the cry is there. The bridegroom is coming. Wake! Be ready! And they wake up and they trim their lamps. All 10 slept. All 10 trimmed their lamps. But half of them did not have enough oil. They asked the other bridesmaids if they would share their oil, and the other bridesmaids did not. So the 5 unwise left to search for oil. As they were gone, the bridegroom comes, And he did just as he said. All of those who were there, all of those who were waiting for him, the doors were opened and they were welcomed in to the greatest, grandest reception that they've ever seen. And those five foolish ladies came back. The five ones that slept came back and they knocked, and the reception was not as good. I don't know who you are. And they didn't get in. In the gospel reading for today, Jesus reminds us he's the bridegroom. He's the one coming. He's the one coming, grand and glorious in all of the glory of the Son of God descending back upon the earth again. And his primary reason for coming back is not judgment, but to gather all of his faithful bridesmaids back to the groom. To gather us, his church, back together again, where he, the groom, will sit on the throne in all of his glory and splendor, and we, his chosen people, will be there with our Savior and our Lord. What a great and a glorious day that will be. He is our bridegroom, and we, the church, is the bride. Not the church corporately, but the church made up of people. We are the bride of the groom. We are the one that are invited in to this grand and glorious feast. And our Lord says, be ready, be faithful, trust in the promises of the bridegroom. And the cry goes out. The question of the day really is, are we the wise or are we the foolish? That's probably not as easy to discern as you would think, because if you remember, all 10 fell asleep. All 10 of the bridesmaids fell asleep, and the cry came out and they were awakened. All 10 did not do what they said or what they were sent out to do. St. Paul talks about it. He puts it in a little different context when he says, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All of the bridesmaids did not do what they were asked. All of the bridesmaids sinned. All fell asleep. They woke. They all trimmed their lamps. And the five foolish found they did not have enough oil. But that wasn't the issue. The issue was that they didn't trust the bridegroom. The bridegroom had made the promise that all who were there standing would be invited in. It had nothing to do with their lamps. It had nothing to do with their oil. It had everything to do that they trusted the bridegroom. And when the bridegroom came, he would invite all of those who were waiting to be in with him. The five foolish let other things get in the way. They trusted in other things. They trusted in their own work, in their own ability, in their own doing it just right, and not in the bridegroom. All 10 ladies in waiting fell asleep. St. Paul reminds us all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And the parable for today that Jesus preaches to us is so that we are the wise. So we are the ones that trust in the work of Jesus no matter what happens in our world. For the five that were not waiting for the bridegroom, he said to them, truly I say to you, I do not know you. My prayer for you and for everyone you know and for all people is that you will never hear these words. That you will be the wise that trust completely in Jesus and his work on the cross for you. That you will trust completely that our Lord has done it all. He's forgiven your sins. He's made you holy and righteous. He's invited you to the wedding feast. And what he asks for us each day is be ready, because one day he comes back. One day he will stand upon the earth and he will bring his holy and his righteous church back to him again. Those five foolish bridesmaids, they made the same mistake that Judas made. Judas, who betrayed our Lord for 30 pieces of silver. And when Judas realized what he had done, that his Lord, his friend, would be crucified, he went to seek some resolution, to try to stop the situation. He went back to the temple. He went back to the Pharisees. He tried to give back the money. But when he tried to give it back, the Pharisee says, "What is that to us?" And he threw the money back in the temple, and he wept bitterly. And Judas took his own life, and he was no more. It's the same thing that happened in the parable that Jesus tells of the rich man and Lazarus. Both had died. And the rich man, instead of trusting in the son, in the father of Abraham, he begged Abraham for forgiveness and not trusting in God, and he was lost. Both tried to fix their sin by their own work. Both tried to remedy the situation by their own efforts. Both were lost. Dear friends, the cry of faithful pastors and faithful preaching from ages to ages has always been the same. Trust the bridegroom. Trust his promises to you. Trust that when Jesus went to the cross for you, all of your sins, every single one, every guilt, everything that you think would keep you out of the kingdom of heaven has been paid for by your Savior Jesus Christ. You are well prepared. Trust the bridegroom. Trust him when he draws us back time and time again and reminds us how frail and weak and sinful we are, and repent. Give up those things that you trust in that are not in the Savior himself. Our Savior calls over and over again, not to condemn us, but that we might be free and live in peace and live in hope. And live in joyful anticipation of the day when our Savior steps again upon the earth and we see him with these eyes, and he will draw his holy church to himself. No more sorrow, no more sadness, no more sin, no more death. Only the Lamb of God sitting on the throne and all of his church gathered around in joyful anticipation, seeing our Savior there, seeing our salvation with our own eyes. For so many people, when they think about the last things, the last Sunday of the church year, the time when our Savior comes, their faith is misguided. Their faith is still in their actions. Somehow, being a good person, being moral, being upright, being honest, those are the qualities that God wants. And they try to earn salvation by the things that they do. And they're foolish. There isn't anything we can do to please our Father in heaven. But by his forgiveness of sins, he makes us righteous and holy, that we might trust in him completely. For so many people, when they view the church, they don't like what the church is speaking. They don't like the faithful message of spirituality or of one union between man and woman. They don't like these things or whatever hot topic that the world is dealing with. And they develop their own idea of who Jesus is, and they follow that. And they say, well, God is love, right? Which seems to dismiss everything they don't like about God. And they foolishly trust in their own understanding and not in the bridegroom and the forgiveness of sins that he gives. For so many people, their trust, well, not even their trust, for so many people, they just don't care. Their life is today, the world around them, and they don't give a thought to what will happen when our Savior comes. Dear saints, the cry of the church today and every Sunday is the same. The bridegroom is coming. Live in his forgiveness and his peace and his hope, so that you will never hear those words, "I don't know who you are." What a great and joyful day this day is. It's like the night before Christmas Eve. The anticipation is there. The family is gathered. The presents are there. It's all good. You can't wait. You can't get any sleep because of the things that are happening. That's today. The Savior will come soon and stand upon the earth. And for his faithful, the wise, those who trust in him above all things, soon the answer will be to you, "Here is the bridegroom. Come and meet him. Come and be a part of his kingdom eternally, where there is no sadness and no sorrow and no death. Only the Lamb on the throne waiting joyfully for his bride made holy and perfect by his death and resurrection, to come and meet him. The bridegroom comes. He's coming soon. Dear faithful saints, what a great day that will be when he calls us to be his own in his kingdom. In the name of Jesus, amen. And now may the peace that passes all understanding guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.